Hi, everybody. My name's Auntie Jane, and I'd like to begin by paying my respects to the traditional custodians of this land where we are meeting upon today, for its elders and past and present, and even for the South Agassiz people who have passed away and who are still here today on Aboriginal land. Thank you from Auntie Jane.
I'd like to acknowledge all the past and present of South advocacy groups. Some have gone upstairs, but there still remain a fair few. We're still fighting for our rights, et cetera, and et cetera, and et cetera.
Hello and welcome to another Raising Our Voices show on 3CR, 855 AM. 3CR Digital Radio and 3cr.org.au. We are a self-advocacy radio show run by people with disabilities, about people with disabilities. Nothing about us without us.
I might reinforce Saru and 3CR have been supporting people with disabilities to speak for themselves on Raising Our Voices for almost 40 years. So please show your support and subscribe to 3CR by going to 3cr.org.au/subscribe or calling 03-9419-8377.
Hi, I'm Shona and I'm a member of Have a Say Bendigo.
Today's show is about lived experience of support workers.
Hi, I'm Louise and I'm from Have a Say Bendigo.
I'm Chris and I'm from Have a Say Bendigo.
My name is Amanda and I'm from four different groups throughout Victoria.
Hi, my name is Sky and I've been involved with Rainbow Rights, New Wave Gippsland and all other kind of things.
Hi, I'm Cameron and I'm from Rainbow Rights and Advocacy.
Today we are talking about own lived experience with support workers. What is a support worker to you?
So what a support worker to me is somebody that can help you with either advocating for you or helping you to achieve your goals around your house or out in the community.
A support worker to me would be someone that can help me with day-to-day needs, as well as helping me read things and helping me access the community.
I think a support worker helps people with disabilities, which we are, to live our lives the way we want. So because we have difficulties in whatever way that is, a support worker helps us to fill a gap that we may have issues with, and you have to qualify for those services to be able to get a support worker. Mm-hmm. And in Australia, it's usually through the NDIS. It's not always, but a lot of people are connected with the NDIS, the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Support worker means to me that friendly, kind, and what makes a good support worker?
A good support worker is someone who will listen to you and who will not talk about like your personal details to other clients or to other workers in this is necessary.
Someone who's reliable, never rocks up late, and also listens to what you say, not telling you what to do.
A good support worker is a support worker that's very kind and thoughtful and respectful and will listen to what you want to do, not make you do what you don't want to do.
Or what they want to do, Shona.
Or what they want to do.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with everything that everyone said, but I would add that the support worker really needs to make sure that they have your interests at heart and are there to help you, not to help them. And it's a tricky thing sometimes it's a fine line sometimes, but it's very important to be able to have that relationship with your support worker to say, this is what I want and need, and that's where it's at. And if it goes beyond that, then that becomes a problem.
Yes, absolutely, Sky.
Because otherwise it blurs the lines, and we'll talk about some problems later on. But I think being able to communicate with your support worker clearly about what you want and need and desire is very important, because they're paid good money to support you. So it needs to be a professional relationship.
Ren, can I just share something with you guys? Good support worker from my point of view. If she's got your back, she will stand up for you. And I had one of my past support workers, boy, and she used her cat claws to stand up for me, pal.
What makes a bad support worker?
Someone who doesn't listen to you. That's it.
Someone who doesn't respect you, someone who makes you do what they want you to do, also someone who doesn't believe you when you try and explain things to them, also someone that can be very restrictive. So being restrictive, that can happen in lots of different ways. It could be not letting you be independent. It could be other things such as not letting you answer your own phone.
But
It could be other things such as not allowing you to try and speak up. Also, it could be trying to do more than just advise and suggest.
Someone who would make you do things you don't want to do and what they want to do instead, and if they're too strict on you and won't let you spend time with your friends when you want to, and won't let you do like things that you love and like doing, and someone that does and won't give you privacy. And if they are telling you off,
And this is swearing.
that's it. So for all adults, I don't think they should be telling you off at all.
Well, even a bad support worker is also like someone that would force you to do something and you don't like. And you don't want to do it, and it forcing you like to and even if you don't have to do it, forcing you to do that, or saying a word to you that you don't like, because there is one certain word I don't like, but it's not a bad word really. It's actually like a rushing word. It's like saying hurry up. I don't like that word. I can get upset over that.
Yeah, it's a trigger for you.
So, British support workers don't do that to you, Shona?
Well, I used to have support workers say it to me. One time when I was at day program, a support worker did say that to me when I had to do something else that was important.
So
they're
And
not very good
I,
at support worker then.
no,
no, and then
no.
I was upset.
Not nice at all.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, it's because you'd want people in your life who helps you live your life, not to tell you what to do, not how to tell you. Like, you want someone who helps you lead your life in the way that you want, not in the way that they want, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what makes a bad support worker is when a support worker rocks up late to their shift, when they don't tell you that they're sick, except like 5 minutes before their shift starts, rocking up for your shift, taking you to one place for about half an hour and then finishing their shift,
What?
suggesting you should do gambling, talking on the phone while driving, and telling you what to do.
And not turning up
Yes,
without
absolutely.
saying that they won't be able to come.
Yeah, so that's fair enough. That's correct as well.
We will be right back after a couple of announcements and song called Help by the Beatles. Take it away.
You've just heard the song called Help by the Beatles. It was chosen because we are talking about support workers and how they can help us.
Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disability for people with disability. Nothing about us without us.
Thank you.
So please subscribe now to Raising Our Voices. Go to 3cr.org.au/subscribe or call 03 9419 8377. That's 3cr.org.au/subscribe or call 03 9419 8377.
We are talking about our lived experience with support workers.
Can you tell us your bad experience with a support worker?
Yeah, bad experience. I've had a few bad experiences with support workers. So, yeah, I had this one support worker who had several different jobs, including supporting me. And I found that she just had a different mindset to me, and she didn't clean her hands, and it was horrible. Well, she worked at a job at the goat farm, and then she'd come and cook for me, and
Oh, gross,
went,
yuck.
like, I didn't know that if she washed her hands or not, and she said she did after she left the goat farm, but if she's going to come into my house and cook for me, I want her to wash her hands. And she had a real problem with doing that. Like, just the first thing I said to her, when you come into my house, please wash your hands. I don't care if you say that you have, I still really would like you to wash your hands. And that's my choice.
Oh,
And
yes, and it's hygienic, isn't it?
yep.
It's a high, yeah, it's a hygiene thing for me. And then I know that, my hands are clean because I don't, yeah, I just was a thing for me that I really wanted her to do that. And she didn't, she said, oh, no, I've washed my hands, blah, 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 blah,
Oh,
blah. It's like,
gee.
well, please do it. Just do it. I
Oh,
don't,
absolutely. And it's actually good ha food handling skills as well, Skye.
well,
We did
yeah,
that
and
one.
it was just, I don't know. It was something interesting that I just had to work through with her.
I've had three bad experiences with three support workers, and I told the boss the place what went on. One support worker wouldn't leave his phone alone. And secondly, another support worker wanted a table across the busy road. I go, no, I'm going down to the lights. And thirdly, there was this third support worker. This happened some years ago, and she wouldn't keep up the phone either. So I rang the boss and Billy O'Powell. Big or small, the boss of this group wants to know if I have any problems there. That they're just three that I've managed to tell the boss and he's fixed it up or whatever the case may be. If you're not happy, go to your top dog and complain about it. You may or may not get something done, but go and have your bark at your boss.
Yes.
Okay, I had a bad support worker and he was listening to his headphones and not paying attention to what I was doing when I was doing cooking. And I thought that was really annoying, so I ended up having to go into my organisation that I'm with and put a complaint in, and that's how I dealt with it.
Yeah. And did that work, Chris? What happened?
It did work because they put me in with someone else who I like.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good that they resolved it like that.
Yes, absolutely, Chris.
Yep.
So I can give you an experience of a bad support worker. So it didn't actually happen necessarily to me. It happened to my partner. He had this support worker, and one day he asks him a question, and then I had to inquire about it because he suggested my partner to do some day trading, which is a form of gambling.
Day
trading is a form of gambling, and he suggested that he should open up an account, and with his telling him what he should be doing wise, which is completely wrong.
No way.
And what did your partner say?
Well, I had to inquire about it with my partner's dad because I didn't know what it was, and he told me, yeah, it's a very risky. And so they got onto the support worker and told him, no, you're a support worker. You're not a financial counselor. But we have got rid of him since then because
he's
working out.
Yay.
Yeah, it's really bad.
And other things that he did as well. He rocks up. He says he'll be here at a certain time, but he rocks up late, and then when we question him about being late, he just goes off his tree and starts yelling and swearing and...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sounds like he shouldn't be a support worker.
I know.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And I think that's one of the problems, actually, with support worker. It's such an unregulated industry. It's pretty easy for anyone to be a support worker.
It does make it hard, especially if you go through. We got this support worker through that one of these apps where you can actually apply for. You can actually be independent support worker, so you're not working doing through a company. But the thing about it is with these apps, the person who's a support worker isn't actually. You do an online course. And then you're allowed to do support working with people with disabilities. That's how they do it. It's an online course you do. So anyone can actually, do this online course and become a support worker. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very not monitored very goodly. You can get really, really bad support workers who just will use you because you might have heaps of money in your budget.
Yeah, and that's what I meant by saying that it's unregulated. The people like the NDIS kind of take a hands-off approach about support work. So, as you said, you can just do a simple online course and sign up as a support worker to one of these online profile apps, and you can, pretty easy to do that.
But also it's not just using the app. We used to use a organization as well who supplied us support workers, and we stopped end up using them because we got support workers that like my it mainly happened to my partner, not necessarily me. It the support worker, 5 minutes before his shift, he contacted my partner, says, "Oh, I won't be coming today."
No.
Another support worker of my partner's at the time rocked up to her place. So I was doing my support at home with my support worker. My partner's support worker, when I opened the door, said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Well, I'm doing my support at home today. I'm not going out." And this same support worker took my partner to the shop for about half an hour, dropped him off at the end of the driveway, then went home and didn't even finish his shift off with my partner.
My goodness.
It's all those these bad experiences. That's why my partner finds it hard trusting support workers.
Yeah, and that's fair enough.
I don't blame him.
That's really hard, Cam.
It is.
That's
Yeah, it's
terrible, Cam.
really terrible, Cam. I can see why. I understand.
The IF's bedroom do much tighter course and their qualifications and everything up front so you don't get bad support workers in my book.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. My bad experience I had with the support worker. He created a scene when I had first started to step up into another role as well as still being a participant. He created this scene in a way that everybody could hear and see what was going on.
Oh, yuck.
And I think from memory, this person would have probably gotten into trouble by now, which I think he needed to because it was the wrong thing to do what he did out in public so everyone could hear him and see him. Basically, it was that this was during one of our walking groups and I came home very upset after the whole ordeal. And also, what happened on the same day was when I got down on the steps from the bus when we got to the place that we were going to start walking at. I had pulled a muscle, and instead of him coming to see if I was okay in a respectful manner, he was quite nasty about it. And the only person that was nice enough to come and see if I was okay in a respectful manner was one of the ladies.
That's
Remember
so
that.
wrong in my book, because the man is speaking it. It is so wrong in my book. So if you heard the saying, actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely, I have. It was definitely awful, Amanda. Yes.
And did you complain about this person?
Yes, I did. Now, I respect this person a great deal. My house staff know who I'm talking about. This support worker is also visually impaired, and I had to do the really hard thing of speaking to the management there. So I did it in a way that I spoke to him with the manager there so that the manager could pull him up if necessary if he decided to crack it. So there were three of us in the room, and she worked a bit like a mediator, which was really good because you had two of us there in the room as well as her. So that worked really well. So I think hopefully he learns from this after the management talking to him.
I've had about a few bad experiences. One time I was attacked by three support workers getting picked up off a chair and getting dropped on the floor, and they laughed. Another bad experience is I was at Adult Social Group, which is just a program, but and he nearly and I nearly got attacked by that support worker and he nearly punched me in the face. And then other bad experiences was like, one support worker kept rocking up too late and kept trying to cut my sessions too short. And I've had
Oh.
two support workers that have wanted my session to go their own way. They've wanted to go in, one wanted to go in shops I didn't want to go in, and another one, she was going in a different way in the shop than I was going, and she was also telling me off for going the way I wanted to go.
What?
Yeah.
Did you ring up and complain about your boss or somebody
Oh, and then
that
there's
what was
one other
going
thing that,
on?
and there's one other thing. Some support were when, oh, in my old house, one all of a lot of the support workers would watch me in the shower, and that was too
What?
embarrassing.
Oh,
That's
really?
crossing the line in my
Yeah.
book.
And that was
That's
too embarrassing and
Well,
disgusting, and
stop.
they
That's
wouldn't give me privacy. And one of them sat on my bed, and they were sitting on my bed as I came out of the bathroom after having a shower to get dressed.
no. That's
And my
terrible.
family told them off for doing that.
Yeah. Well, that's
That's
right.
crossing the line in
Embarrassing.
my book.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely
It's
disgusting. Oh, yuck.
Yeah, it's
Oh,
terrible, Shana.
yeah.
I told my family, I told mum and all my sisters, and they had a go at them. They said, "Sharona doesn't need help in the shower. She can do it herself." Mum and my sisters were all very frustrated with the staff at my old house when they were doing that and not giving me any privacy. That's disgusting. They should not have done that.
Oh, gee.
No.
What?
But
Oh, I can't get over that. Oh.
It's terrible, isn't it, Amanda?
Disgusting.
It's
Ah.
absolutely.
Do you have any tips for people if they have a bad experience with a support worker?
Like, there's lots of complaint lines that people can put to. Talk to the boss first. That's always the best answer. And then if not, then you can go higher up to the NDIS complaint line.
Yes, my suggestion is maybe get rid of that support worker and get a different support worker. That's mine. And also, as what Chris said, do complain to the organisation. But if they're not with linked to an organisation, then you just complain higher to like the NDIS Commission, Complaints Commission.
I was also going to say, if that doesn't work, then you can go higher up. First of all, start by speaking to the person that you have the issue with. If that doesn't work, then you can do what Chris suggested. If that doesn't work, then you can go higher up to the NDIS.
I would say, like, write a letter to the organisation, and they might investigate. And if that doesn't work, go higher up to the NDIS complaint company. If that one, but it did work for me. But if it doesn't work, there's another one I know about that can get rid of bad support workers. Yeah, because yeah, I know. I found it online.
Oh.
Yes, it's called the Victorian Disability Worker Commissioner.
Yeah, I think just be really upfront with the support worker if you have any problems.
Feedback.
It's always good to start with where you have the problem and see if you can resolve it that way. If not, then you can, as Shana said, you can always go higher.
Yep.
If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR 855 AM. Today we talked about our lived experience with support workers. We may have talked about some stressful or triggering topics. This might have brought up some difficult feelings for you. If you need to talk to somebody, please phone Lifeline on 13 11 14. Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636. Or you can also talk to somebody you trust. Thanks for listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. Join us next month when we will talk about International Women's Day. Stay tuned to 3CR.
And don't forget to subscribe during February and show your solidarity for people with disabilities. Help keep the voices of lived experience on the air. Go to 3cr.org.au/subscribe or call 0394198377.
Okay, we have some birthday announcements also. This month we're celebrating two birthdays. Amanda is turning the big 7-0 and Shona is turning 36.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Thank you very
Happy
much, you
birthday.
Lovely guys.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank
Three.
You,
Amanda.
Thank you, everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Hip, hip.
Thank you.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
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 Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Okay, let's do 70 claps
Thank
and knots.
What?
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.